Well, welcome to a preview of betting on events in the United States, in Saudi Arabia, and in Bogota, where the web.com tour play an event. We might begin first with the Waste Management Phoenix Open, being played in Scottsdale in Arizona, just in the suburbs really of Phoenix, a tournament where John Rahm will start the favourite. He's been 11th, 16th, 5th in his three starts here, so he's obviously got a great feel for the golf course, John Rahm. We know the good form that he's in at the moment, four consecutive top tens in his last four starts, fifth last week. There's a lot to like about John Rahm's chances, but a lot of other people also feel the same way, it would seem, because he's at just $7.50 in most of the betting agencies, and whether you see that as good value, I guess, remains to be seen, but I don't think there's any doubt that he's going to be a contender of some sort this week, or John Rahm. Hideki Matsuyama seemed to find some form last week after some time out of form. He finished third at Torrey Pines. He was in the mix for so much of the event. He's got great form on this golf course. Two wins. He's been second. He's been fourth. He withdrew last year. So in just the four starts where he's finished the tournament, he's been twice a winner, once second and once fourth. So that's outstanding form for the Japanese star. And as I mentioned, he found some form last week when third at Torrey Pines. He's at $13, probably represents some pretty good value for Hideki Matsuyama. Phil Mickelson has had plenty of good finishes here over the years. He was fifth last year, second at La Quinta a couple of weeks ago. So he's in good form and on a golf course where he no doubt has a huge fan base. This is a tremendously well-supported event. They have something like 500,000 people visiting the event throughout the course of the week, more than 100,000 each day, and Phil Mickelson seems to thrive in that environment. He's at $21. Matt Kuchar is at $31, and I think when you consider the fact that Matt Kuchar has won two of his last four starts on the PGA Tour, he's been fifth and ninth in his last two visits to this event. $31, I think, is good value, and I think it's worth having a little nibble on there. Is Matt Kuchar. Webb Simpson is playing sparingly of late, but when he has done well. Four top tens in his last five starts, and he did finish second in this event a couple of years ago, and he's had a number of other top tens over the last 7 or 8 years also. So Webb Simpson, who seems to be returning to the sort of form that saw him in the US Open 6 or 7 years ago, he's got to be a chance there at $21. And Ricky Fowler, at $21 also. He led through 54 holes of this event last year before a final round of 73 saw him finish 11th. He was a bit ordinary last week, but that was his first event of the year, and I think we can expect significant improvement from Ricky Fowler at $21. He's been twice runner-up in this event as Ricky Fowler, so those are the players that I'll be keeping an eye on this week. Obviously, John Rahm is the favourite at $7.50, but I think you can find some better value amongst the likes of Hideki Matsuyama at $13, Matt Kuchar at $31, Phil Mickelson at $21, Webb Simpson at $21, and Ricky Fowler also at $21. Cameron Smith and Aaron Baddeley are the two Australians in the field. Neither has played this event particularly well. For Cameron Smith, just a few starts, although Aaron Baddeley has been a regular starter at this event, but neither has a particularly good record in the event. So on that basis, I think if you were trying to find a bet for the leading Australian, it'd probably have to go to Cameron Smith because of what was a very good tournament for him last week at Torrey Pines. So that's the Waste Management Phoenix Open, which gets underway on the Thursday evening Australian time. We go to Saudi Arabia, a controversial tournament in so many respects. I guess a lot of concern, a lot of scrutiny about the players that have turned up here because of the conduct of the regime in Saudi Arabia. But there are those that argue you should play the event to open doors to the regime, and those who say that you shouldn't play the event at all, encouraging a regime which has really caused so much controversy and discussion in recent times. Justin Rose is here, no doubt getting paid a fortune to be here, as no doubt will be the other three of the leading five players in the world. He was a winner last week, Justin Rose, and an emphatic winner at Torrey Pines also. He looked very, very impressive, didn't he? And he's at $7, along with last week's winner in Dubai, Bryson DeChambeau, who was an easy winner last week. And so both of those players are at $7. They deserve to be the favourites because of the form that they're in at the moment. But as is always the case, we're going to try and find a bit of value away from them. I think Sergio Garcia, who's been on a great run of form in recent weeks. He was third in Dubai. He was seventh in Singapore at the very start of the year. He was sixth in Hong Kong towards the end of last year. He was second at the Ned Bank. He did win the Andalusia Masters a few weeks prior to that. So his form overall in recent starts has been very good, Sergio Garcia. No disclosed form on this golf course in Saudi Arabia because it is the inaugural staging of this event, so a bit hard to get a bit of a line on how these players might perform on the golf course. But given the form that Garcia is in at present and the confidence that he seems to be building in his game, at $15, I think that is very good value. Patrick Reed's not at his peak, but he's not really all that far from it either, and not far from where he needs to be competitive this week. He was 13th at Torrey Pines last week. He was 13th at the Sony Open just a couple of weeks prior to that. He was second in Dubai last year, so obviously he plays, I guess, the desert courses pretty well. He too, like all the others, playing the event for the first time. But I think Patrick Reed at $19 has some sort of a chance. And I'll be very interested to see this week how Li Haotong goes, the Chinese star who won in Dubai 12 months ago and, of course, last week was heading for a third-place finish before a very controversial ruling at the final hole where his caddy was deemed to have assisted in lining him up on a putt at the last hole. He made the putt, but he got incurred a two-shot penalty, and as a result, he slipped from finishing what would have been third into 12th position. Now, Li Haotong could go either way this week. He could be burdened by that penalty that he was given, or alternatively, he could see it as a means of inspiring him to even greater heights. He's at $29, the Chinese star, and I think you've got to give him some sort of consideration. He's developing into a world-class star now, Li Haotong, and his comeback from last week's debacle, really, in so many respects, as far as that ruling was concerned, will be of much interest. So Li Haotong at $29, Patrick Reed at $19, Sergio Garcia at $15, and my players at slightly better value, but I think it's a bit hard to go past Justin Rose and Bryson DeChambeau as the favourites because they are in such incredible form there at $7. Four Australians in the event, Scott Hand, Sam Brazel, Minwoo Lee, the former amateur, just turned professional recently, and Jake McLeod, who won the Australian Tour's Order of Merit and is now a European Tour player as a result of that. It'll be very interesting to see how he goes in one of his very first European Tour starts as a card holder. So that's the Saudi International. The other event we might just have a quick look at is the Bogota Championship, a web.com tour event being played in Colombia. John Oder, who was fourth in each of his first two starts of the season, he's at $15, I think, given the form that he's in at the moment, $15. He is the favourite at $15 too. I think that's pretty good value. And I think the other player that I see as being very, very good value is Tyler McCumber, who has been a multiple winner on both the South American and Canadian tours prior to progressing to the web.com tour. He was fourth 2 weeks ago on this tour in the second event of the web.com tour season. So Tyler McCumber, who's already a proven winner, admittedly on lesser tours, he's at $23, and I think he and John Oder are probably good value, Oder at $15. So those are the events, the Waste Management Phoenix Open, the Saudi International, and the Bogota Championship that we'll be keeping an eye on this week. Good luck with your investments. I'm Bruce Young.